From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, August 13th. I'm Sarah Reith. Five local businesses are heading for a showdown as they approach the final round of a competition for $20,000 in prizes to take their businesses to the next level. Startup Mendocino is a program launched by West Business Development Center, using a grant from the Governor's Office of Economic Development to train small-scale entrepreneurs on how to pitch their ventures. Local business leaders selected the contestants, helped with the training, judged the first round of the competition, and provided the prize money. The next round will be on August 25th at Mendocino College, and the audience will pick the final winners. West CEO Marianne Petrillo said that in May, 82 applicants vied for 12 spots in the competition, which started with a business boot camp.
We're quite thrilled and excited and delighted by the amazing variety and amazing ideas that are coming out of our county for businesses that are relevant to our community. So it was a hard selection process, but we narrowed it down to 12 contestants who then went through the program where they learned everything about how to think about their vision for their business, what are their financial issues for their business, how to talk to stakeholders about their business, and of course the focus is on how to give a 5-minute pitch for those individuals who might be interested in either investing in your business or helping and supporting you in your business. We had trainers who were from the Small Business Administration, as well as local trainers who specialize in business counseling. August 5th, we then held what's called a semifinal event. The semifinal event brought all 12 contestants to the stage. We held it in the Sequoia Room at North Coast Brewery here in Fort Bragg. We had 9 judges, and the 12 entrepreneurs gave their pitch, and the judges had an opportunity to ask follow-up questions, and 5 finalists were selected.
And before you tell us who they are, can you tell us what they had in common? What stood out about them?
Well, first of all, I would say every single one of them were passionate about the work that they were doing. The industries were diverse, but the common thread is that every one of those contestants were fully dialed in to their business goals and vision. And I think what the training did was help clarify what they could achieve. And I think by the end, they all felt that they could even do more.
So who are they?
Okay, we have the Mendocino Voice, which is an online newspaper. We have Are We Safe Yet?, which is a cybersecurity service. We have the Forest People, which is a group of individuals who create organic mushroom jerky. We have Onde Clog Footwear, and we have the Red House, which is a co-working space.
It sounds like the final event is going to be completely different from the events that separated them out into this batch.
The next and final event will be Sunday, August 25th at Mendocino Community College Theater. The entire community of Mendocino is welcome and invited to attend this competition. We're going to have an opening reception from 3 to 4 p.m. Outside the theater, and then the pitch competition starts at 4. They will be delivering their 5-minute pitch, and we will have a small panel of judges from the Small Business Administration up there asking questions, follow-up questions from their 5-minute pitch. But this time, the difference is that the audience will also be voting on their winner. I think the important thing to understand about this program is it was very much a training program and application based, But it was more than that in the sense that we wanted to acknowledge so many innovative entrepreneurs that we have in this county who are doing some really interesting things on very limited resources. That's the, you know, both the challenge and sometimes an advantage in a rural community. These intrepid entrepreneurs are there in our county and are providing services and providing resources to the community here in Mendocino, but also many of them are providing services and resources to points well beyond Mendocino. And we need to, as a community, I think really celebrate that entrepreneurial spirit and encourage more of it, because our economy depends on that. Our economy does depend on a more engaged entrepreneurial mindset and a more engaged and entrepreneurial support system.
Petrillo added that the small business advocate from the governor's office plans to attend the final event of this inaugural program, which she hopes will become a regular feature of the county's entrepreneurial landscape. The gala starts at 3 p.m. on August 25th at the Mendocino College Theater in Ukiah. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. To hear all of our local news coverage, with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.